Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Today, we kick off a new series that I think will really complement our studies this last few months on watchfulness. But this series, we're going to talk about another trait that's very important for Christians, which is diligence. Which is diligence? And our scripture text comes out of Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. And basically what the writer Solomon is describing there is diligence. The title of this particular teaching is called Running to Win. What's the definition of diligence? Diligence means steady, earnest, and energetic effort. It's devoted and painstaking work, an application of effort to accomplish an undertaking. So whether that undertaking is completing a job task, whether it's working on a degree, whether it's making a home, whatever it is, the purpose or the end results, diligence is very important. And why do I say it's important? Because it does help us to achieve our goals. Although the work may appear tedious and hard-pressed, and the end results, when we look at it, will always be worth the effort. Whatever we are working on, it is diligence that will help us push through. What's the characteristics of a diligent person? A diligent person is someone who shows persistent and hardworking effort in doing something. In this way, diligence may rather be regarded as kind of a combination between hard work and patience, because that's what it really takes in order to accomplish a task, and is also a very important attribute for a person. In the Bible, there are several examples of characters within the text, historical text, of those who showed diligence. In Luke 8:43-48, we have the story of the woman with the issue of blood. This woman had a problem with bleeding for 12 years, and she had visited physicians to the point of bankruptcy. But the end result is that none could help her. One day she came up behind Jesus and touched the hem of his garment. And of course, instantly, she was healed from the hemorrhage. The lady in the story pushed through. She exhibited diligence. She extended steady, earnest, energetic effort in order to get to Jesus at great risk and a great difficult task, seeing the size of the crowd. But she did persist, and she did accomplish her task. The story of the prophets Elijah and Elisha in 1 and 2 Kings give us another example of diligence as a character trait that allows people to do their best for God. And both of these prophets prophesied in a very difficult time for Israel, when they really did not want to hear the message of repentance and turning away from their disobedience. However, they pushed through because they really understood the importance of their role and wanting to do a good job. Elisha, especially toward the end of Elijah's tenure, followed him and everywhere he went in the last days to learn as much as he could from the prophet. And as a result of his diligence, the end result was that as Elijah was carried into heaven, he was left with the mantle of the prophet that allowed him to do even greater and more powerful works than his predecessor had. In the book of 1 and 2 Samuel, we read the story of David. David was a young man that took care of sheep, a menial task. But in God's eye, his hard work, his consistent and persistent, earnest, energetic effort was recognized, even more so than the success of his brothers who were in the army. David faithfully and diligently performed his minor duty. He used those lessons that he learned as a shepherd to rule as the king of Israel. And in the book of Proverbs, the 31st Proverbs, we see that King Lemuel shows the behavior of a diligent woman. She is dedicated to her work and puts much energy in whatever she does. The woman's diligence makes her home a functioning, successful home. Without her hard work, it would not exist. So here are some examples, like I said, of diligence in the Bible. And I'm sure if you search your concordance under diligence, you will find others. But the reason we are spending time to talk about this is because as believers, especially during these times where there is a general disregard for the supremacy and the authority of Scripture, when our faith is being challenged, it is so important that we can consistently show diligence in the assignment that we have been given to build God's kingdom and to witness to his goodness and his grace. That steady, earnest, and energetic effort that we need to follow as believers is key and possible through the presence of the Holy Spirit. Diligence will require that we do our part, but God will always do his part when we partner with him. And for those of you who maybe don't currently have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, we invite you today to do that. Go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the invitation, and the instructions are there for you to begin this journey with Jesus. And if you have any questions, please send us in the contact section any questions you may have, and we'll follow up with you and talk about it. But it's a great beginning for a wonderful life, both now and through eternity. That's it for today. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. Please share this podcast with your friends and family, and join us next week as we continue this discussion about diligence. Thank you. Have a great day and a great week. Bye-bye.